Saturday morning, midnight to 6. CKW.9.9 FM. That's CKW.ca. Don't forget your monkey.
Hi, this is Nicole. Thanks to the generous support of our listeners, you can tune into The Electric Chair Saturdays from 11 to 1.
Saturday night at midnight, CKW 95.9 FM presents Shrimp Farm. Crypto. Former CKW Sports Director Electric John teams up with mindfulness guitar guru Jason Eastwood to bring you the Cryptocurrency Counterculture Report. A mindful pause to your day. Jets 3.0.
Jets 3.0.
Boomer. Barry.
Me, Barry.
and many surprises.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying.
The analog relevance within the digital resonance. Shrimpfarm.crypto every Saturday night from midnight till 1 o'clock in the morning on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3.
That's good. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. How to survive a tornado. Number one, go to the basement. If you're in a building with no basement, go to an inner hallway or a small inner room without windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Number two, stay in the center of the room. Stay away from windows and keep low to the floor. Number three, get under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you're in a bathroom, lie down in the bathtub. How to survive a tornado.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Now, the funny thing about us is we have a big anniversary coming up, 25 years of being FM. You believe that? Sorry, I think I may be fading in and out. It's something I'm getting looked into. But it's true. Friday, May 17th, we're going to celebrate this 25th anniversary with a rock concert at the Handsome Daughter Club featuring the acts Block Parents, Guilty Sleep, and Cheap Heat. The tickets are $15 for 25 years on the FM dial. Stay tuned for more discussion and celebration of this. It's a little overwhelming, really, 25 years. I can remember it like yesterday. We'll talk about it more as the date approaches once we get into May. I only mention this because I was thinking about it. And I have these memories of that night that are crystal clear. And we'll speak to those further as the date approaches. Thanks for being here, not only with us as a listener, but making it all possible as a, both a listener and as so many of you are supporters of CKUW. I'm telling you, we wouldn't be here in the way that we are without your continued support. Thanks again for all that. Hey, here's the thing. I've got two tickets to this Snake Oil tribute to 90s rock. Well, I don't want to misrepresent it. Let me pull it up for you right now and tell you just a touch more about it. It's at the Burton Cummings Theater, and that's tonight at 8 p.m. I've got two tickets here. I'd love to give them to you. Snake Oil, the ultimate theatrical tribute to rock's biggest stars. It's coming back to Winnipeg to play Burton Cummings Theater tonight, Friday, April 26th. Snake Oil is known for their impeccable authenticity to the original artist's recordings, with spectacular costumes, hilarious audience interaction, and an array of incredible special effects. The band features an outstanding cast of world-class accomplished musical artists, talented singers, and technical support to ensure an authentic arena-style rock show experience. Warp back to a time with the lost art and attitude of real 90s rock, with the kind of costumed and propped rock show that filled and shook the arenas and stadiums of the world. Snake Oil is sure to give you the rock music you love, fueled with energy and fun, and sprinkled with humor. Don't miss Snake Oil as they portray the likes of Ozzy Osbourne, Foo Fighter, Stone Temple Pilots, Black Crows, Cher, and more. Got a pair of tickets. 774-6877. I'd love to send you out that way. I think they're halfway down the floor there. Good seats. People are excited. I'd go myself, but I can't. So I won't see you there, but I'd love to see you there. Just give us a shout as soon as I start this music. And only then, at 774-6877. Simple as that. And I'll email you the tickets instantly. And off you go. There's your Friday night. Thanks to our friends at True North Sports and Entertainment, as well as as us, CQW 95.9 FM. Not our friends. That's actually us. CQW 95.9 FM. Okay, usually we do this random vinyl thing, except it's a bit of a wild card. As you know, I just grabbed the records. I don't know what I have. And when I looked at the records today, there was more than one Beatles record. So that's a bit of a wild card, and it just throws us off. Because I'm at times, you know, I talk about the Beatles a lot, almost every week, practically constantly on this show. And the main narrative is that maybe I question the the Beatles' sort of stature and a quality. So I know that's there's a lot of controversy with that. Some of it's a little ridiculous, but I don't really like them. I don't like them at all. I think it's music for children. And that's fine as long as it's identified as such. Especially in contrast to you know, there's so much great music in the 60s. And I don't think the Beatles are part of that. So, but I do have really every Beatles record. So maybe that's a contradiction. I don't know. You let me know. 774-6877 when you claim your Snake Oil tickets. So in this case, I'm not going to play Beatles records. I'm breaking the format. Instead, I'm going to play, I think, a whole side of quite the opposite to the Beatles, I think. Although, you never know. You know, you talk to these people and they're like, their favorite record is the White Album or something. And it happens, right? It happens. I'm not saying I'm right. I just have these positions on things that are sincere. They could be misguided. They could be, in fact, ridiculous. But I come to them honestly. It's just who I am, and it's too late for me to change. So instead of the Beatles, we're going to play this kind of punishment. This is a record from New Zealand It was originally self-released in 1984. It's the Beard of Bees record. And this is, as it says on the hype sticker, classic second album from the New Zealand legends, This Kind of Punishment, originally self-released in 1984. And it's described as icy baritones, melancholic piano, alternating guitar chime, and sparse violin drone for fans of Mark Hollis and the Velvet Underground. And we'll talk more about the group once after we come back from it. This is Peter Jeffries and his brother and others. This was their group, and Peter Jeffries went on to have such an incredible solo career as well. But a little bit different. We're going to play side one of this record, A Beard of Bees, and we'll come back and talk about it a bit in about 20 minutes or so. This Kind of Punishment. And in the background, thanks again to the Cannon Bros for this theme. This was recorded, I believe, in the autumn of 1992, right in the studios of CKW. The Cannon Bros. They were a group that they were only together for weeks, and then they disappeared. Do you know where they are? I don't. They disappeared. But they left this. Just kidding. Well, half kidding. This Kind of Punishment. Give me a call if you want those tickets. 204-774-6877. Thanks a lot.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener driven, never corporate programmed. This is independent radio.
By hand, his dreams look cold and sure. Thank you. We're downtown playing underground. We're CKUW 95.9 FM.
You heard a side one from This Kind of Punishment.
No.
Yes. A Beard of Bees. And it's out on Superior Viaduct Records, which I'm going to say is out of San Francisco. It's an interesting label. Doing a lot of reissues and from the post-punk world. Do you hear that? Hear things. You hear something in the background? Let me know. 204-774-6877. It's some kind of a music or something. It's kind of music from the past or the future, potentially even something happening right now. I don't know. I'm curious if you might also hear that in the background. I hope you do. I hope you do. So this kind of punishment, again, this is Peter Jeffries and Graham Jeffries from New Zealand. And this is really early sort of post-punk New Zealand. It's very compelling, isn't it? I'll read you what they say, if I can. Sorry. I hear some kind of a melodic, sort of like a flute or something. You hear that? I sure hope you do. It would be awful if you just started hearing flutes that weren't actually originating from a physical flute source. That would be perhaps what hell might consist of in part. I really like the flute. Is there any flute bands? Who use a flute? Any flute music out there? Let me know. 774-6877. I don't want to insult anyone. You know, I really like the show Star Road Junction. It's a prog rock show on CQW on Saturday afternoons, and I really enjoy it. And I'm going to say even when there's the flute, because there's a lot of flute present. Who am I thinking of? Jethro Tull? That's a lot of flute, right? Yeah. ABBA? I don't think so. There's flute in ABBA? I didn't know. Genesis? Yeah. Okay. ELO? I don't know. Oh, caller? There's no flute in ELO. It would just be a synth. That's not a serious entry. But flute, Jethro Tull, isn't that it? Yeah. Didn't he just do flute? Yeah, that's okay. What do I know? Oh, caller, sorry to miss. Maybe if you could call back, if you're calling about flute or these tickets to Snake Oil, they're still unclaimed, and I'd love to give them to you. But maybe as soon as I shut up, I'm going to play side two of this record. And I'll read you what the label says. It says, in the fertile terrain of New Zealand's 1980s post-punk scene, few figures loom as large as the Jeffries brothers. Isn't that exactly what I said to start this segment? Verbatim, is it not? Can you go back? That's kind of spooky. I think I said those exact words. Graham Jeffries and Peter Jeffries, the primary force behind this kind of punishment, wrote some of the best music to come out of Flying Nun, Expressway, or elsewhere. Those are labels. A dizzying mix of pastoral ballads and DIY experimentation, TKP's songwriting was at once classic and acutely raw.
Wow. It's true. It's exciting. It's so exciting. I'm
not even going to clean side two of this record. Side one, I cleaned it once. Side two, no, you're going to hear it with the crackly. This is a one-of-a-kind mix. It's going to have the molecules of the dust particles and other debris that might be on the record, and I think it's going to sound better. Side two of this kind of punishment, Beard of Bees. Sorry, I'm not reading off the tracks, and I'm not going to. It's the record, This Kind of Punishment, Beard of Bees. You may not hear from me again, so take care. I mean, hopefully until next week, and I'll leave you with this great record. Give me a shout if you want those tickets, 774-6877, or if you have some flute perspectives. I'm open to them. Thanks. Take care.
Thank you. themselves, though they appear to be concerned.
Sorry to interrupt. There's about 10 minutes left here. I just wanted to let people know again, we do have these two tickets to Snake Oil. That's tonight at the Burton Cummings Theater. And we did read earlier what it was. It was this, it sounds like this really magnificent a tribute to 90s rock. And we'd love to send you there. Snake Oil, the ultimate theatrical tribute to rock's biggest stars. And it's happening tonight. Warp back to a time of the lost art and attitude of real 90s rock. Don't miss Snake Oil as they portray the likes of Ozzy Osbourne, the Foo Fighter, Stone Temple Pilots, Black Crowes, Cher, and more. If you want to go, we'd love to send you. I'm sure it's great. 204-774-6877. I got a pair of tickets. They go to the first caller, and we'll send you back to This Kind of Punishment, A Beard of Bees, New Zealand post-punk from 1982. Stay tuned. Take care. Thanks. It's from 1984. Thanks. Just invented some religion.
be thoroughly ambiguous and must. Containing no invention or distortion, be only a delaying action soon discussed. Further written reports will be consistent either with greater indecision or contemplation. What more could be required? Ambiguous to most.